You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, my name is Zeke Robison, and this is Wired. Roughly 340,000 municipal workers in New York City will need to get vaccinated by the time schools reopen in September or get tested weekly. That's what Mayor Bill de Blasio announced yesterday. To date, around 60% of the city's education department employees, 43% of its police officers, and 55% of its fire department are vaccinated. It is not yet clear if the city's unions will support the new requirement. Next, France's parliament approved a law that'll require people to present special virus passes before entering restaurants and other public venues or embarking on any domestic travel, and mandating that all health workers get vaccinated. The law applies to all adults at first, and beginning September 30th, it will apply to everyone over the age of 12. The pass will prove that people have been fully vaccinated, recently tested negative, or recently recovered from COVID-19. These stipulations have already spurred protests and political tensions. And Florida is leading the U.S. in new COVID cases, accounting for 1 in 5 new infections in the country over the past week. The state's weekly total of new cases increased more than 4 times between the start of the month and July 22nd. Hospitalizations are also increasing at their fastest rate since the start of the pandemic in some parts of the state, and deaths are also on the rise. Experts cite large numbers of unvaccinated people, relaxed public health measures, and the spread of the Delta variant, as well as large gatherings indoors due to summer heat, as some of the causes for these rising numbers. Want more news you can use? Sign up for the Tech in Tune newsletter at wired.com/TT.